Welcome to a day in the spirit world. This is James Van Praagh, and I will be assisting you today on your tour, this incredible experience to visit the other realms of being. I am so thrilled and so happy that we've come together today for you to go on this journey. And just like any journey, we have to prepare ourselves for the journey. So pretend in some ways you're going to an airport and you're getting ready for a trip to a far place. In order to make that happen, there are certain things that have to be done first. Buying your ticket, checking in, checking your bags, going to the gate, going into your seat there, and getting comfortable in your seat, and the plane takes off. Very similar to this experience we're going to have today, but much, much, much easier here. This is much, much easier. This is so wonderful because we leave our bodies every single night and we go to the spirit world. But now you're going to go on this tour, on this journey to the spirit world, the spirit realms and the spirit levels in a conscious way. And I'm going to be the pilot of the ship, so do not worry. Everything you're going to experience is wonderful and joyful and peaceful and happy. No turbulence along the way. The only turbulence, if you have anything, would just be your own mind. But I will take good care of you. You are safe. And as long as we put the right intention out there, you'll be fine. I will guide you. You will have incredible experiences, profound experiences, experiences that will change your life, experiences that some of you won't have until the day you actually pass into the spirit world. So you're going to have it earlier. While you're still in this physical body, you're going to experience the spirit world, the spirit levels, the spiritual realms, and your loved ones who have passed into the spirit world. So with that in mind, it's very exciting and joyful. I want you to know that I've worked very hard to prepare this trip for you. And I just want you to do your part as I do my part. We're going to share it together. I will guide you along the way. You will never be alone. You will always be with me. I will be with you. I'll be assisting you the whole way. I've done this so many, many, many times. Some of this trip might seem very familiar to you, or a sense that I've done this before, because you probably have. Whether unconscious or conscious, you've left the body, you've gone to these other levels of awareness and consciousness, and now when we do it today, you're going to think, well, I've been here before, I've done this. There's a sense of familiarity with it, and that's just fine. So, to begin the exciting trip and day into the spirit world, I would like for you to find a space in your house, apartment, even if it's a workplace. We don't prefer workplaces, but any place that you can be by yourself throughout the day. So I wouldn't suggest a workplace because you probably can't be by yourself, not unless you work for yourself. But any space around where you will not be disturbed. That is the most crucial part. You do not want to be disturbed because you are going to be in a light state of awareness and consciousness, and you do not want to be jolted at all. So make sure, please, if you're going to do this day in the spirit world, that you can really take off one day to be by yourself. No more phones, no phones for the day, no computers, nothing to do with that, those earthly things. We're going to go really into the spiritual realms, the etheric realms, and we're just going to do it in a light, gentle way. So anything hard and harsh and disturbing will hurt that journey, so we don't want that. So the most important thing is that you realize you can stop this tape anytime, stop this audio anytime you want, and readjust yourself and really have a great experience. Just again, I cannot emphasize the importance of finding a space that you can be by yourself and relax the full day. This is a full day journey. It's a full day immersion into the spirit world. So I'm going to take you one step at a time, okay? So the first step, finding that beautiful space that you can relax. I prefer if you could be lying down on the ground, on a carpeted ground is fine, or a place with a pillow or a bed. If you're lying down, much easier for you because the body is already used to sleep time. Their body knows when you have that position, it is time for you to sleep. And every time we sleep, we go out of the body and travel into the astral world, spirit realms, and see our loved ones and our family members and guides and teachers. So automatically that position, the spirit already knows it. That means you're going to leave the body. So that is just fine. Now, as you're lying down, I just want you to gently close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just listen to the sound of my voice as I guide you. And just be mindful now of your thoughts that come in and out. Thoughts, remember, as waves of energy, in and out. Just like the breath, in and out. And sometimes the waves, the water of the mind, can be rough and crashing to the rocks with those little thoughts that come into our heads all the time, the chatter that comes in. That's fine, but eventually the water will recede and go back into the sea and calm down. It will. That just happens. So don't worry. No worries about anything to do with that. So I'm just going to gently have you have a sense, if you will, and maybe at the third eye center, right in the middle of your eyebrow center, that's your seat of awareness. That's your driver's seat. So that's going to be your awareness seat, the seat of clairvoyance. Whether you have clairvoyant ability or not, don't worry. No reason to be worried. And whatever the impressions you get are going to be individualistic to you. Some people may see things or feel things. Most of you will be able to create things, experience things, which you've never before. Remember, physical is not necessarily where we're going here. We're going to the spiritual. So you are a soul having a human experience. You are a soul encapsulated in this human body. So we are just going to now release the soul to be able to take this wonderful tour. So this is considered to be the orientation of our day in life of the spirit. So let's start with a gentle breath. And as you're breathing in, inhale through your nose. And I always like to send out a thought when I first begin this gentle breathing, that as I breathe in through my nose, I'm just going to imagine a lovely light, an energy of love, just coming into the body through the top of the head, and really then this beautiful golden light. I like to see it surround every cell, every muscle, every organ, this beautiful loving light. And the energy of love, that high frequency, that high vibration of love comes into the body. We introduce it more into the body and we become one with the blending of that loving energy. It's that force that holds the universe together. We are love. We are that light. And that fill the body, every cell, every muscle, every organ is filled with that loving light. And as we exhale out of the mouth, we let go with an intention of thought. We're letting go. We're going to use our imagination and let go. If there are any energies surrounding us on each cell, muscles, emotional charges that we have, any organs, any negativity, any fear energy, any energy that's stagnant within the body, around the physical structures, physical organs, the cells, the muscles, the tissue, any negative energy, any energy that's stuck, we're going to set up the intention that all of that is released with the exhalation. So that's beautiful. That comes out of the mouth and you can create, imagine that that's a gray mist or a smoky mist that goes out of the mouth and falls down to Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is a lovely magnet. Mother Earth will take all the excess energy, all the debris and the dirt, and she can use that for fertilizer. So all that stuff that we no longer need, that is really dirty, debris that we no longer need, that we've used up, that's taking room in our space that we no longer need it to. We need to let go of that dark energy, that sticky energy, let it go. Out with the exhalation, and let Mother Earth recycle that to love. So just for a moment, we're just going to do that with a gentle breathing. Inhale, beautiful light. Try to imagine that light coming into the body, holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. all stagnant energy, all that energy leaving your body. Good. And just going to keep that going for a little bit. And inhale. Only at 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Letting it go. Letting it go. Like waves of energy, letting it go. Good. And again. And inhale. Good. Holding it 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Good. And every time we exhale, we should begin to feel a sense of expansion, of lightness, that we are one. And try in your mind to use the imagination that you become one with this golden light that comes into the top of the head. You meld into that light. And every part of your being, who you are, becomes one with that light. So as we do that, inhale and exhale. You might find that as you exhale, you feel lighter and lighter and starting to rise up at the body, the top of the head, expanding yourself, feeling taller and lighter. That happens too. So just go with that feeling of being lighter. Your light body is going now to show you itself very slowly through the breath. Inhale. Holding it 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Letting go. Letting go. Good. Feeling so expansive, so full of light. Connecting with this light energy. Just connecting with that light energy is just fine. And inhale. Holding it 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Good. Now have a sense. As you bring in more of that light, you expand on the right side and the left side, the front, the back. You become light. You light up the entire room with just the essence of yourself. Inhale. Holding it 2, 3, 4. And exhale. And as you exhale, that sense of light becomes stronger. The expansion of your own light, filling up that room, just become stronger. And just let's stay with that, because you are your thoughts. Your energy body will follow the thoughts, will follow your mind. Your mind is bringing that energy body to where it needs to be. So that's just fine. And inhale and exhale. Great. Making you stronger and stronger as we weave the eternal soul into our consciousness of being. And I'll just let you work then with your own breath, expanding, letting go, expanding, letting go. Just having that sense, that feeling that you are this beautiful light body, this energy body, expanding to all sides of your room and toward the ceiling, and just filling up that room. Going out of the body, your focus point now is in the center of the room. Have that sense of center in the room. Good. Breathing in. In. And out. Good. In. And out. In. And out. And as you continue this breath, and that room is illuminated, expanded with your light. Beautiful. Just have a sense that surrounding, that physical body, that envelope, the physical body, that there is a light body. About 2 or 3, 4 inches above your physical body, there is a light body superimposed upon the physical body. And just as you continue your breathing, be mindful of this light body. Everything you are, everything you think goes into this light body. Creating this light body any way you choose. It's a lighter material. It has feet and legs, torso, shoulders and arms and hands, neck and head. Exact replica of the physical body, but a lighter body. So just become mindful of this lighter body, how wonderful it feels to be out of that physical shell. Just sitting above the physical shell is this light body. And always gently breathing. Just breathing, bringing yourself always back to the breath. Listening to my voice, just surrendering to my voice, surrendering to the breath. It's all you have to do. I'm just guiding you to the realization that you have this light body, this wonderful light body. That's with you. Great. Great. Good. Beautiful sensing of your energy body. Just let yourself go. The mind will take you there, followed by your heart. Your heart will follow the mind. Beautiful feeling what it's like to have this energy body. What does that feel like? Joyful, happier, more natural to you? What's that light body feel like? Good. Now being in that light body, being in that light body, imagine now that your light arms, your arms just extended straight up, and just see the light body's arms being straight up. As you can see, it looks exactly like the physical, but now it's made of light. Whatever that is, beams of light, elements of diffused light. Good. And in the middle of your arms or the hands, there is a beautiful ball. Now, a ball of light. I want you to have this sense that you're holding this ball of light in between the palms of the light body hands. And just feel the light body. Great. Lovely. Great. Wonderful. And just feel that ball of light. Feel that wonderful sense. That wonderful sense of ball of light. That's great. And just play with that ball of light. And I just want you to begin to throw that into the air. Just slowly. Just throw it up into the air. And catch it again. With your hands. With your light hands. Just slowly catching it up. Throwing it up. And catching it. And you notice that as you throw up that ball of light, bits of the light stay behind and go higher. There is no physicalness of a law, if you will, of gravity that puts it back. It's like essences of light going down. And then go higher. Go higher then with that ball of light, trying to hold it and throw it up higher. And as you throw that ball of light up higher, become aware as you look up that that ball of light goes higher and higher into other colors, other waves of structures, these light colors, different colored lights, just waves, almost like smoke that's going higher and higher into different levels. Good. Good. And try to reach up and grab that ball in the higher level. And as that ball goes up to the higher levels, you're throwing it up there, it goes higher and higher. Try to reach up then with your light body and then reach up and grab onto that ball. And the ball suddenly becomes like a helium balloon. A helium balloon you're holding on to, floating, feeling beautifully peaceful, joyful, and very, very light. This beautiful lightness, I want to stay here for so long. This beautiful sense of connection, of lightness. This ball, this balloon is bringing you higher. And as you notice around you, the atmosphere feels lighter, less dense. It feels beautiful and calm, peaceful. No disruptions, no upsets. It feels natural. Feels like you've been here many, many times before. Just sending out as you float higher and higher, the intention, sending out that intention. I am here to experience a day in life, to share my day now with the spirit world, to share this time with spirit. Just sensing the body, sensing yourself going higher and higher. Just beautiful sense of awareness, projecting yourself higher to a space. A space and place not known to the physical realms. A space and place spiritual, higher, outside of the physical. Tapping into your true soul nature, which exists on many levels. So you now, as you begin to raise higher and higher, enter levels of your own soul that your soul has been through before, the higher state of awareness, higher levels of awareness, acknowledge them, have fun with them. What is your soul sharing with you now? As you travel higher and higher, I want you to sense the feelings of what you have that your soul is experiencing. What is your soul experiencing as you go higher? Your soul has been here before these various levels. Just be mindful of how your soul is experiencing them, been here before. Different for every person. Beautiful. And then you go higher and higher and you notice that there are almost like starlight all around you. And it feels the higher you go, the more peaceful, the more tranquil, the more you feel back into your soul nature. Just transcending higher and higher, growing, expanding the mind, letting the mind guide you as you take off. It's good. Sensing this beautiful energy body. How does it feel? Your newly emerging energy body. This is a light body. Good. Good. And as you go higher, you release any limitations of the earth mind. Any limitations of the earth mind. Going higher. As you go higher, we say our intention, set our prayer. So set your intention in your prayer. If there is one person, and just pick one person, one main person that you want to meet you when you arrive into the spirit, when you arrive into that realm, there'll be one person that you choose to spend the day with. You will see other beings and other spirit family and friends and animals, but there's one particular person, one particular spirit that you want to send out a thought right now. It's almost like a telephone call to call you. Yeah, to call them, I should say. Call them. And they are going to meet you on the edge of the etheric, on the edge of the spirit world. They will be waiting for you. So send out that thought right now, just their name, the relationship, their personality, and they will hear your thought. Send it out. Send out that intention. And breathe. Continue the breathing that gives you energy. Good. It's almost like riding a wave, going up an elevator, light and gentle elevator, higher and higher. Good. Sending the intention. Good. Sending out that thought. Your loved one received it just now. They just got it. So now, as you continue up, you become aware suddenly that there's this lovely, incredible, brilliant light in front of you. And it is drawing you closer, has your name in it, wants you to come closer. You feel a connection. You feel a oneness, a closeness. You feel this incredible sense of love. Unconditional love for you. You are that light. It is a part of you, and it has a sense, and you have this sense, that you need to get closer to that part of you. It is a part of you. So feeling your energy body, just exploring higher and higher, going into this light, into this beautiful sense of peace, calm, tranquility. It's as if you're going into some kind of a circular structure, or a tunnel, or a portal. It's going lighter and lighter, lighter in your being. Joyful, and just float with that light as it warms you up, and you become now one with that light. It's golden white, pinkish white, just fills you up. You've been here before, you've seen this before, and within this light, you will enter into the spirit world.